When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome everyone, this is Nick here from Holistic Health and Anxiety Coaching. Me and Kiki are going to be doing a presentation on harnessing the power of love energy. So whoever hears this, so the topics that we're going to be talking about, I'll just turn to the right page and it's here somewhere. Where is it? Okay, I'm just getting onto the right page and just reflecting. I'm just enjoying a nice walk at the moment. So I'm trying to get my... One of the activities is to walk for... My challenge is every month to walk in nature or around everywhere. As soon as you walk, there's trees in nature for at least 80 kilometers a month. And that's a good start. So while I'm having a walk, I'm going to be just having a chat about the something that I'm we're presenting and co-presenting on a topic called How Do We Harness Love Energy? The Harnessing of Love Energy. And this is will be presented on under the Clubhouse, which is a wonderful application with millions of people following certain topics in life, and whether it be financial, life coaching, anxiety, anything under this, under the sun. And but today, my main interest is to explore and expand on the idea of love energy. And we know when we're in love, we know how it feels and what sort of energy is available. Because for me, everything is love. And by tapping into love, the love energy, we don't stay in the lower vibrations too long. There's always this darker energy. I think there's more dark energy than there are light energy. But if we keep practicing the light energy, which is in duality, it's a 50-50 swing, but sometimes we can get stuck into it, especially if people who are challenged by anxious thoughts and this world. In the world we're living, it seems that there is so much negativity going here, and I guess the turbulence and just life in general in areas, and over competing, overdoing things, being in the doing rather than being inside, and thinking that we need to have validation from the external. But the truth is, what we need is validation from internal. So, having said that, you know, so what is harnessing the love energy of love? It involves actually cultivating the deep sense of compassion, the empathy and connection within ourselves, and extending this to others. And some of these practical examples that we'll be discussing to harness the love energy in our daily lives is we'll be looking at self-compassion. You know, how we treat ourselves with kindness and understanding or not. And you know, kindness, it's like treating a nice friend. How do you offer compassion and kindness to a friend of need? It's also about speaking to ourselves in a gentle, supportive manner, especially during moments of self-doubt or difficulty. It's about setting aside time for self-care activities that nourish your body, mind, and spirit. And then we'll go into expressing gratitude, the value of gratitude, regularly reflecting on the things we're grateful for in our life. We'll write in a journal and how important to have a journal of gratitude and focus on positive aspects of what does that do for us. And how it instantly creates this like sense of contentment. will express gratitude to others and for their kindness and support. And we move into the acts of kindness. We'll perform random acts of kindness, such as helping a neighbor, buying colleagues a favorite coffee, simple things like that, or leaving an uplifting note for a loved one. So if you get the opportunity to pick up that need, pick up that kindness of someone that needs the kindness, then that is such a beautiful feeling. And we'll offer a genuine compliment to somebody. When's the last time you actually offered compliments to somebody you encountered during your day? And we'll move in activating listening. Activating listening. There's a little bench here. I'm going to sit this bench here and listen to the waves a bit while I enjoy having a chat here. Active listening. Now, when in conversation, you know, we need to be able to truly listen to that person speaking and not to be, you know, speaking out because we want self-validations or self-love. We're seeking for self-love. But without having that, being internal and with love means that we are so patient that we're not interrupting or formulating a response too quickly. But when we are active listening, we show empathy and acknowledging their feelings and validating the other people's experiences. Not to be jumpy or not to feel arrogant, not to feel that urge to, resisting that urge to be popping in there and changing the subject for someone until that conversation or part of conversation has gained completeness. So it's important to show feelings and validating other people's experiences. We'll move into practice forgiveness. Now, first of all, by practicing forgiving ourselves and others for any past mistakes and grievances, and allow ourselves to let go of negative emotions and discharging any type of energy, but bring us back to the essence, which is love energy. Also, we can reflect on how forgiveness benefits our emotions and well-being and in our relationships. How wonderful it is to keep forgiving. Otherwise, we can just keep holding on to grudges, which, you know, it's totally anxious and it doesn't work for anyone, especially for ourselves. And it's not the energy that we want. It's in a lower vibration. We move into spread positivity, things like that, sharing positive and uplifting content on media or any type of thing, getting involved in communities, also with friends and family. Maybe we can engage in conversation to promote encouragement and supportive rather than negativity. Who can you encourage? Who can you move forward? Who can you move someone to another level of energy? We can, we can embrace the empathy. Embrace empathy. This means putting ourselves in someone else's shoes to understand their feelings and their experiences. We're all experiencing something. We're all going through something, just life. Life is full of experiences. But how is that person doing? What did I need to tell you? Allow them to tell you. It's not all about us. We can also offer a listening ear to someone who needs to talk without any judgment. Everyone's doing themselves the best they can and doing the best with what they have. We can also chat about mindfulness presence. This is the practice of mindfulness, of being fully present in the moment. Even just listening to the cicadas or the frogs, as where I'm sitting here in nature. Whether you could be, you know, mindfulness and present in a simple walk, during the walk, or just eating mindfully, or any simple tasks like washing dishes and feeling the temperature of the water on our hands and live in that space. And able to engage your senses and appreciate the beauty around you. At the moment, I'm looking at the stars at night, literally stars. No one around except the noise that you might be hearing. Beautiful. Connect with nature. Spend some time in nature. Take out some time and observe the wonders of this world. getting out of the normal things of life, the patterns of our life. And what we do is foster a sense of awe and interconnectedness with everything. We are one. We can reflect on how nature's harmony can inspire our own capacity to love and connection. How peaceful it is in nature. We can be part of this. So all you need to do is just tap into the love energy of everything. And we can also give unconditional love. We can show love and support to others without expecting anything in return. When's the last time you did that? Did something that didn't expect anything in return? Nurture your, and we can nurture our relationship by prioritizing emotional connections. And we can understand the harnessing love energy is an ongoing practice. Yes, it is, that involves cultivating a heart-centered approach by life. Imagine that practicing heart-centered, always being in love as much as we can, even though it's all duality. We can incorporate these practice examples in our daily lives and routines. We can create a ripple effect of positivity and foster deeper connections and experience a more meaningful and fulfilling existence. So that's it. So we'll be discussing amongst these points and giving some valuable tips on our discussions in just a little while at 9 p.m. tonight, Sydney time. And yes, and it'll be 7 a.m. in the morning in Eastern time in the U.S. So whoever can come along will be really good to have you there. So until that time, never fret, because there is a recording, whoever's interested, on our next topic on Clubhouse. So all the best. Have a fantastic night and many, many blessings.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.